Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The contract dispute between the league and the referees still unresolved. The NFL began its season Wednesday with its regular officials on the sidelines. One key issue in the talks is the current pension system. Another is full-time versus part-time employment. Officials in other major pro sports are treated as full-time employees, but the NFL considers its refs part-time. What goes into holding down the job? Only a Game's Doug Tribou presents a week in the life of an NFL official.
Before we go under the hood to review an NFL official's day planner, here are some basics. How much do they work during the season? A conservative estimate is 20 to 25 hours a week, not including travel. For head referees, 30 to 35 hours. But there's always another game to watch or another page in the rule book worth rereading.
If the first team that gets the football does not score, we will go into sudden death. The second team will then have the opportunity to possess the ball. And the first team to score, even if it's just by 3 points, will win.
How much do NFL refs make? Last season, rookies made more than $75,000. The most senior refs, just under $200,000. Bill Carollo retired in 2009 after 20 years as an NFL official, mostly as a head referee. Today, the 60-year-old Wisconsin resident manages the officials in four Division I college football conferences. I asked Carollo to walk me through a referee's week, starting with the final of a Sunday afternoon game.
We would actually go back to the hotel, have food brought in, and look at the TV tape of it. We won't get the coach's tape, which is the sideline and end zone shots that they use to evaluate the players. We won't get that till the next day. So there will be a brief review of all the penalties, any controversial plays.
And like many jobs, there's paperwork.
As a referee, I have to send in multiple reports to the league about the fouls, about anything that happened on the sideline, or anything unusual in the game.
Monday morning, NFL officials are flying home, or to wherever their other jobs take them. The vast majority of the 119 NFL officials have second careers. Many own businesses or hold senior management positions. But Carollo says tough economic times in recent years have created pressure for those who don't.
Why don't you work Fridays and Saturdays, or why aren't you working Mondays because you got Monday night football, and now they're playing Thursday night football? It becomes increasingly more difficult. So a lot of the guys are trying to do just officiating.
For most of his NFL career, Carollo was also an international account executive for IBM, a job that required regular travel to Europe, South America, and Asia.
So a lot of times I would work a ball game, fly to Beijing, and then the phone would ring, and I'm looking for you. There was a couple offside calls. I said, where are you? I said, I'm checking into my hotel in China.
NFL referees get instant feedback after every call.
Number 92 on the defense, 15-yard penalty, first down.
But they also get plenty of critiques from the league. The officiating in every game is graded by a former ref.
We'll get a pretty good report card, if you will. By Tuesday night, all the games in the NFL are graded, and on Wednesday morning, they'll send out a report to you. I get the report, I go over it with the person that graded it, and then I have a conference call with my crew and go over that game with them.
With the previous game viewed, reviewed, and reviewed again, it's time to prep for Sunday's matchup.
By Tuesday, we'll get video of the two teams, so I'll sort through their typical formations, plays they run. Is it 60% passing or is it 60% running? More of a football analysis.
Each week, NFL officials also get a quiz, a written test on the rules of the game. Then Friday night or Saturday morning, it's time to fly out. Refs are required to arrive at least 24 hours before a game. They fly first class and the league covers all their travel expenses. Once everyone's in town, the crew meets for several hours, preparing for the next day's game and reviewing the week's quiz. And there's more homework, a video.
Every week, maybe 20 to 25 plays that happen throughout the league, you know, that could be a good learning experience. If we made a mistake last week, we want everyone to know the mistake. We don't hide them internally, just so if it happens again, we don't make the same mistake.
There's more pregame prep on Sunday morning over breakfast, but before long, it's the moment coaches, players, fans, and yes, refs have all been waiting for. Game time.
That's the best part of the week. For those 3 hours, it's beautiful. I mean, there's pressure, and we'll screw up calls, and we'll make some mistakes, but, you know, solving those problems and sorting through those difficult calls are why we do it. to just to find out to see how good we really are. So that's really what we work for game time, because it's the hardest thing that most of us have ever tried to do.
Bill Carollo, former NFL head referee, on the not-so-typical week in the life of an NFL official. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.